Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Back here, WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday after a Patriots 27-14 win over the Jets. You got Ted.
Well, you got over your left shoulder
Days
there.
Of Thunder.
Yep. Cold trickle.
We were talking about that the other day.
Talking about it the other day. Travion Henderson with that, with that big run against Tampa Bay where he saw that little alley, that little, it's the same thing. Cold trickle. And his pit master, Harry Hogg, says, hey, you can make it through that. Trust me. You know, I believe in you. And that's the same thing with Travion Henderson. Trust you.
Gotta go high, Cole. Hey. Pick a line you can drive through.
That's it.
No, Harry. Go around those wrecks. You can drive through it. I know it in my heart. Woo! Let's do it, Harry.
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
There you go, Cole. Tell him, baby.
Did that movie come out in the 90s?
No, it sounds like 80s.
It's the most 80s sounding movie I've ever
might
heard.
Might be early 90s, though.
It was directed by the great Tony Scott, who did the first Top Gun as well.
Oh, there you go. Stiz is right. The music
side note, Tony Scott?
Yeah?
No longer with us.
Oh.
You know how he perished?
I don't.
Off a bridge. Is that enough was enough? I'm done.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's awful.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Anyway, that is, we digress.
Yes. The 2-minute drill at the end of the first half, which is something we've been looking at lately, the way they're finishing halves, decisions that are being made by Mike Vrabel and Stretch and everybody else. What'd you think of the way they executed even before the field goal attempt that was missed by Borregales?
I thought they kind of not a hack job, but they missed an opportunity. They could have gotten 3 points easily. And Fitzy, you weigh in on this because I just thought they mismanaged their timeout. They didn't call a timeout after that second play.
Correct.
And it was third down, and they let it go, right, Fitzy?
They did,
buddy, because there's just a lot of time trickled off on that play, and I think they missed an opportunity there, Fitz.
They were aggressive 2-minute drill style all the way down the field until they got into just outside of, what do you call it, the gray area, the extended red area?
Yeah, the gray area.
Yep. Okay. They got just outside the gray area, and they decided to play it conservatively, mismanage the time, don't take a timeout. They've been throwing 5 and 9 and 11-yard passes, got all the way down to about the 40, and then they just ran straight into the line and played for the long field goal, which was... I haven't used this phraseology so far much this year to describe the Patriots, is a little bit of a conservative, if not loser's mentality. Hey, let's just settle for the 45-yarders, guy. No big deal. I'm sure Borgalis will make it. No, you play for the 36-yarder because that's an easier kick to hit. And guess what? That kick was probably good from 38 to 40, not 45.
If Fitzy's spitting fire, spitting truth right now, because there's two opportunities where I think they messed up. So after that, second and 14, they completed a pass to Travion Henderson for 8 yards, so made it 3rd and 6. Right after he completed that pass and went down, they should have called a timeout. They did it. Tick, 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 tick. So now it's 3rd and 6. And then he gets sacked.
Yep.
But there was a penalty, so the clock stopped. But they let a lot of time off after that 2nd and 14 completion that, to me, bit him in the end. And then they had 13 seconds left on that play where they ran the ball for just 1 yard. Mm-hmm. Where they could have, like Fitzy's saying, 13 seconds, you have a timeout. How about get a 10-yard gainer or an 8-yard gainer in the middle of the field as opposed to a 2-yard run play? And I just thought they botched that. And they're getting a little cute with the end before the half kind of 2-minute drill. And to me, it kind of bit them last night. And Fitzy's right. What are we doing? You have Drake May. That isn't Cam Newton back there. Right. That isn't Mac Jones. You should be aggressive in those situations, not conservative.
And the flip side, the opponent to me matters. It's Justin Fields and the Jets. Why are you so worried? No. But why are you so worried? So let's say you screw it up, call a timeout, then you don't get the third down and have to punt the ball away. Is Justin Fields going to toast you like he's Patrick Mahomes
in
or
10 seconds?
He's running a high school offense. He's running the speed option.
He's not Baker Mayfield from the week before.
No. So to me, that's also
Josh
part McDaniel. Of
I mean, or right. Josh Allen.
Right.
When they did that, they did the kind of the same thing against Josh Allen.
I get that sometimes when the other quarterback gets in your head and kind of freaks you out. But Justin Fields, the Jets don't want him to be their quarterback. They kind of wanted to bench him, but they couldn't bench him on a short week. So you were afraid of that, and I think that was the issue. And I will give, Herb Street was all over this in real time. Even to the end, Herb Street was like, you know, maybe they'll take a shot at the end zone here, and you have the best deep ball thrower. Maybe you can get a touchdown.
Yeah.
Or you
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Could do a 10-yard out.
He did.
Was all
it
over
was
it.
Complete, it was the rare occasion. They're trying to get cute for the double score. It was the rare occasion of complacency, not urgency. And that has not struck me as McDaniels and Vrabel or Drake May ball all year long.
Like, and then I don't know that you can blame the missed field goal on it, but like, and I get the distance, Fitzy, you're right. The distance is part of it, but also the air, like the confidence, you know, there's a different feel. You kind of just backed your way into this instead of like balls to the wall. We're aggressive. We're going for it. I don't know. I didn't like
it. Can we flesh this out a little bit? Let's flesh this out. So who do you think ran the 2-minute when Tom Brady was here? Did Tom Brady look to the sideline to see if they needed to call a timeout, or did he just call a timeout?
He did what he needed to
do. Who's running the 2-minute right now?
I'm going to guess Josh.
Josh, right? Or Stretch, or Vrabel, but it doesn't feel like it doesn't. The 2-minute operation isn't. They're not on the same page.
Yeah,
they got to get on the same page. Mm-hmm. Drake's got to. They got to teach Drake how to figure it out, or they got to be better in the 2-minute. Because I do worry that the way they handle the 2-minute is going to bite them in the butt later.
It feels that way, the way we've seen these things. But I would also argue, just real quick, that isn't that make sense with a young quarterback as you're sort of working through things? Maybe this is one of the last things to check off.
Yes.
Giving him autonomy in a 2-minute drill.
Yes. I would say that would be probably the hardest thing to really master early in your career.
And with how quickly he has been advancing, it'll probably, in a couple of weeks, maybe we won't be bitching about this. Correct. Maybe we'll see it differently.
That's fair.
And one more nitpicking, I think. Teddy, what'd you think of Kyle Williams?
You know, my man's, God, he's got so much ability. But you got to run the right place, and you got to be in the right spot. There was a play, and I can't remember exactly, but Kirk Herbstreit basically said Kyle Williams ran the wrong route. He's supposed to adjust to a safety.
Right sideline.
Yeah.
The ball just kind of, and he cut it or
it
something.
It wasn't even close.
I actually thought they might get intentional grounding.
Right.
That's how bad it was.
It was, you could go, oh, Drake missed that read. No. That was the receiver that missed the read. So that shows you that the Patriots have a route before the play, and then once the play starts and the ball is snapped, they rotate to something different, and then the receivers and the quarterback are supposed to know that the route changes based on the defense. The quarterback knew it. Kyle Williams did it.
Yeah, and there's really no argument to be made for Kyle Williams there. Right? Like, you know, we've seen Drake May. He's on the same page with everybody. Now, there was also one down the left sideline, Ted. I don't know if it was a back shoulder throw or just supposed to be a comeback. I don't know. It fell incomplete. It was like a 15-yard route that just fell incomplete. And again, it's funny. Who's the target? Kyle Williams. So even though Drake got defensive when this was brought up, you remember that? Was that last week? Somebody asked him about his being on the same page with Kyle Williams, and he got very defensive. Well, they're not on the same page.
Well, because he's got his boys back.
Right.
So, you know, Steph Diggs, 11 targets, 9 receptions. Matt Collins, 5 targets, 4 receptions. Hunter Henry, 6 targets, 4 receptions. Kyle Williams, 3 targets, 0 receptions. So not good.
Yeah, so how about we work on him as just a get him in space, catch and run guy like last week? Like that seems to, he's not quite ready for the finer points of the offense. All right, Ted, great job with the TED Talk. Thanks for inviting us. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 3 o'clock. We're all here. That means it's time for the 3-point stances. And as I said, mine is going to be about Mike Vrabel and what he's doing that is, I think, under the radar right now, but really important. We're also going to get to your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Patriots, Jets on the table all afternoon long here on WEEI.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.